This is Half is Too Much, a band and fanfic featuring members of My Chemical Romance, written by Argentum Lupin and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Frank Iero Mikey Way, and takes place in an alternate universe, high school. Frank groans, trying to find a comfortable position on his bed that doesn't make his stomach feel even worse. He shouldn't have eaten so much candy, but his neighbors had the good stuff this year. None of that wishes it was worthwhile taffy in black or orange wrappers, or wishes they had flavor Smarties, or the why isn't this actual food bullshit like those black spider rings the old neighbors across the street used to give out. What the fuck? Thank you so much for the trauma. Ugh! No. This year, everyone had the real stuff. All the good chocolate and Skittles and Sour Patch Kids. And then that one house gave out Doritos, which, okay, not candy, but still, hell yes. And since he couldn't pick, or stop, he ate about half his haul. Which, hindsight, worst idea. All that candy on top of birthday cake? Dumb. He tries not to whine when his phone buzzes a text alert. He scooches over carefully, flails out a hand, and swipes his phone off his nightstand. It's from Mikey. Going to cemetery with G. Wanna go? As much fun as hanging at the cemetery was, the thought of moving made Frank moan. Can't. Sick. Too much candy? Yeah. Want me to come over? Yes! Okay. Frank forces himself to get vertical so he can open the window, groaning as he moves as slowly as he can. When the cold air hits his face, he gasps, and that upsets his stomach even more, and he runs for the bathroom, his knees hitting the tiles in front of the toilet just in time for him to lose the contents of his stomach. He sits there, panting, whining a little despite himself, and then leans over to throw up again. He hangs off the edge of the toilet, feeling all kinds of gross. And it's only the thought of Mikey finding him looking that pathetic that gets him to his feet again. He flushes, carefully not looking, cleans himself up, and brushes his teeth and tongue and the roof of his mouth as vigorously as he can. Then he goes and curls up in bed. Hey! Mikey says, as he climbs in through the window. Man, you look like shit. Frank makes a sad noise in reply, not opening his eyes. Except something cold and hard is suddenly pressed against his cheek. He jerks back, blinking his eyes open to see Mikey crouched in front of him, holding a can of ginger ale. Which sounds like the best thing in the world right now. He grabs the can, opens it, and takes a few sips. You're the best, Mikey Way. Mikey shrugs. I know. He climbs onto the bed next to Frank, who leans into him immediately. Mikey brushes Frank's hair back from his face and cuddles against him. Frank sighs because, seriously, Mikey is the best. When Frank finishes the ginger ale, he sets the can on his nightstand and shifts so he's on his back. Mikey props himself on his elbow and pats Frank's stomach. Better? Yeah. Frank makes a pitiful face. Still not good, though. That's what you get for gorging on candy, idiot, Mikey says. How much did you eat?
Half.
Mikey leans over Frank, carefully not pressing down, because Mikey is awesome, then settles back again. What's on the floor is half? Yeah. You really are an idiot. Frank jabs an elbow into Mikey's stomach. Shut up. Mikey laughs as he ruffles Frank's hair. And you don't even have a brother to steal it. What were you thinking? Candy good, eat candy? Mikey presses his forehead to Frank's shoulder and laughs. Impulse control. It's a thing. Overrated. Mikey shakes his head, then rolls onto his back and hauls Frank closer. Frank sighs and closes his eyes when Mikey starts scratching his head.
Thanks,
Frank says around a yawn. Anytime. The end. Reader's note. This podfic was recorded for Akamine-chan because she reminded me that I needed to cross-post all my podfics. Also, I think the heater kicked on in the middle of this, but I actually really like the way this came out, so I'm not going to go back and re-record everything. If you heard some weird thumping, it's not a creepy, you know, hatchety murder thing going on. It's just the heater. Okay. Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.